We are back. It's the 2016 Grays Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament, and it's the championship girls game. Mount Vernonola Equipment battling out right now. Equipment is leading 53-24, and we're going into the fourth quarter.
And it will be the Lady Bulldogs to get the ball first to start this fourth quarter as they work it in from the sideline into the corner. Now baseline underneath the basket, shot up, no good. Hardy comes up with the rebound. So Mount Vernonola gets a stop, and they push it down court. Shot is up. It's no good. The young lady went to the floor, but I think she was just slip. That was Woodruff. There was no contact or no foul. In fact, she's still on the floor. They're going to have to stop play to check on her. She seems to be in some pain. I don't know what she hit, an elbow, knee, not sure what happened. May have even hit her face as she went down. I'm not sure, but she is definitely in some pain. We'll take a quick break while they tend to her. We will be back with more of our coverage right after this.
At First Security, our team is proud to be only in Arkansas. In fact, we've been committed to our home state since 1932. Why does that matter? Banking with First Security means that you get friendly service from local professionals right where you live. Decisions are made here, and so are relationships. From personal banking to business to mortgage, First Security is here for you. First Security, only in Arkansas. FSBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
2016 Grays Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament, and we do have an injured player that's coming off. She's got the wind knocked out of her. It looks like she's hurt her knee as well, so let's see if we pick up play.
I don't know if it's a twisted ankle or knee, but she is coming out of the game with an injury, and we hope she is okay, and it's nothing more than a sprain. Reagan Rackley, by the way, puts it up inside. It's no good. Rebound put back up. No good. Rebound tipped around it. Mount Vernonola finally comes out with it. That's Kelsey McIntyre. McIntyre now gets it to the top of the key, and a whistle and a reach-in foul will be charged. I think they're going to give that one to Nikki Hooten. That would be her second foul. And at the free throw line, it will be Taylor Keithley at the free throw line. Hardy comes out of the game to get a breather, and the first free throw is up. It's good. I'm not sure she didn't take an elbow in the mouth or nose area. She may have had to come out due to that.
So I really thought there was a foul there, but they didn't call it. But I seen some contact, but they just missed it. And that sometimes happens. Right now, score is 53-26. Equipment over Mount Vernonola with 7 minutes left of this game. 17 fouls for Equipment, only six for Mount Vernonola. A lot of fouls going on right now.
Ball worked around the perimeter. Three-pointer in the corner. Will not go. Rackley gets the rebound and kicks it back out. No, they're going to call a jump ball, and the possession error favors Mount Vernonola, so they will actually get the ball back, traveling the length of the floor.
And they are really battling out down there for the boards, for sure. Mount Vernonola is just trying to turn up the heat to get something working here. They know the time is not on their side right now, as it's ticking pretty quick.
So it will be down court. Taylor Keithley with the basketball. Pass goes to the left wing. Drive into the paint. Out to the right side. Three-point shot. Up and no good by Ellis. Elena Ellis. And the rebound comes away to Quitman. Lady Bulldogs will get the ball back. And they looks like are still well in control of this one. 53-26 the score. And they're kind of showing a little bit more patience now on offense, because they certainly would like to see the clock continue to run.
Absolutely. The clock is what they're going to do, is just move it around and wait for the right shot. Not going to risk anything.
Baseline turnaround jumper is put up. It will not go. That one for Maggie Webb, and the rebound for Mount Vernonola. They drive, shot up off the glass, no good. And it's taken the other way. Quitman comes up with it.
Mount Vernonola, she drove all the way down there, and you see where she just had three defenders put it up and just couldn't even get it up to the glass. It was not even barely hit the rim.
Maggie Webb has it now. Pass underneath, shot up off the glass, no good. Rackley is there to put it back up and in.
Score is 55-26, 5:22 left of this championship game in the fourth quarter.
Down court across the timeline, that's Kelsey McIntyre. McIntyre now will be fouled. That foul they're going to charge on Riley Hooten, and that would be her fourth foul.
Getting close on these fouls with 5 minutes left of this game, 5:11.
And as we mentioned, it will be Kelsey McIntyre at the free throw line, who is one out of two, those coming earlier in the first half. First free throw on the way. It's up. It's good.
And that's one thing the coach just brought her out and says, hey, we're ahead. You don't need to be fouling. They've got 18 fouls, talking about Quitman, over Mount Vernon NOLA's six fouls. They're leading 55-27.
Second free throw is up. It is good also.
It's now 55-28. She made that free throw. 5 minutes exactly left of this game.
Ball worked underneath. That is Rackley, and it's up and good.
You can tell when Hardy's not there putting pressure on Rackley, she's got an open downtown for her.
So it will be Mount Vernon and NOLA trying to answer. 15-foot jumper will not go. Rebound comes away to Quitman. And they are mostly one and out down here for Mount Vernon and NOLA. Pass underneath, and let's see, ball loose on the floor. And Quitman comes out with it. Quitman just kind of takes it away, and a 15-foot jumper is up and good for Maggie Webb.
She was on the ground. They just took it right out of her hands and went on, and she knew it was a bad thing to go and just laid there.
Oh, Mount Vernon and NOLA now, and we have a whistle, and we will have a foul. That will be away from the basketball. That charged against Aspen Johnson. And at the free throw line, it will be Lena Ellis shooting free throws.
Now what we're seeing here is Quitman putting in all three subs at once, taking some of the starters out, and really I don't think we have many starters left.
Free throw up, and it is good. So Ellis hits the first one and will shoot another one. Of course, the crowd giving the starters coming out a big hand that you could probably hear in the background as they have played a phenomenal game. Second free throw on the way now for Elena Ellis. It's up. It is good. Ellis hits both of them, and now it will be another substitute coming in.
So he's letting everybody play now, so they've realized with 3 minutes and 8 seconds left of this championship game, Quitman and Mount Vernon NOLA, the number one seed coming into this tournament was Mount Vernon NOLA. Quitman has just dominated the three, dominated on defense, and has just had their best game probably of the tournament.
Well, Savannah Henry gets it in the corner. She comes in the game, and that is Josie Bradley with the basketball. Pass goes down underneath, and it's slapped away, loose on the floor. Jump ball call. Possession error will give it back to Quitman. So they will inbound it underneath their own basket. It goes to Bradley in the corner. Bradley kicks it to Henry. Now on the left wing, that will be Lily Holland. Right side, three-point shot up. It's no good. Rebound taken down by Mount Vernon and NOLA. Down court pass is thrown away. That one picked off by Henry, and she takes it down, lays it up and in, and is fouled. So she'll try to convert the three-point play. That foul was on Taylor Keithley, her first foul of the game. And Savannah Henry waiting for more substitutes to be made, and she will have her shot. 31-point lead, 61-30 the score, and the free throw is good to make it a 32-point lead.
Savannah Henry gets to sit down now, so they're putting more subs in.
And it will be down court. It will be Taylor Keithley who will handle the basketball. Her pass is picked off, and Quitman comes up with the loose basketball. That's Pfeiffer. Now the pass goes baseline. Jumper put up by Ellington. It's no good. And we have a, well, they're going to call a quick timeout so they can make a substitute. Under a minute now to play in the game. As the Senior Girls Championship going to a very, very good Quitman Lady Bulldog team. Ball stolen away. Down court, that's Ellington. Ellington drives, lays it up, no good. Put back, no good. Rebound this time by Quitman, and we will have a jump ball call. Possession error, let's see. It points toward Mount Vernon Enola, so we'll take it the other way.
And we've got 15 seconds left of this 2016 Greers Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament, and the score is 62-30. Quitman beating Mount Vernon Enola pretty easily here.
And the buzzer will sound. 2 seconds, 1 second. Shot is up. It would have counted, but did not go. And again, Quitman with the championship. Final score, 62-30 over Mount Vernon Enola. We will be back to recap this one in 1 minute.
99-cent drinks till 11 a.m. Now at Sonic. Start your day off the right way by making Sonic your morning drink stop. Get your favorite large drink for only 99 cents from open until 11 a.m. every day. Order a strawberry slush, a sweet tea, or even the up-and-at-em taste of Sonic's cherry limeade. If you like to start your day with an ice-cold drink, drive into Sonic and order your favorite for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. at participating Sonic drive-ins. Additional fruit or flavors cost extra.
If your car doesn't look its best, it's time for a drive-in to Roger Jones Body Shop in Shirley. At Roger Jones, all our work meets the factory specs with our DuPont computerized paint mixing system. We can even pull the exact factory color using your VIN number. Roger Jones works with all insurance companies and will even pick up and deliver to settle your claim for you. Make your car look like new with a drive-in to Roger Jones Body Shop, Quail Creek Shopping Center in Shirley.
We're back. The 2016 Greers Ferry Lake Classic Championship basketball game for the girls is over. Quitman wins 62-30. What a game.
And they are getting ready to make the presentation. And first of all, of course, they give the runner-up plaque to Mount Vernon Enola. And now they will have the championship presentation. And listen, we know we missed a basket or two. We always say that our scores are very, very unofficial, but they will give you a little bit of an idea of how each player performed in the game offensively. Nikki Hooten, 8 points for Rackley. 7 points for Maggie Webb, 5 points for Aspen Johnson, 1 point for Riley Hooten, and also 1 point for Lily Holland in the game. And for Mount Vernon Enola, 13 points for Gracie Ellis, 6 points for Kenzie Woodruff, 3 points for Kelsey McIntyre, 2 points for Elena Ellis, and 2 points for Taylor Keithley in the game. And again, those are unofficial. Those are, we know, are not accurate. We missed a couple baskets maybe on each team, so we do want to remind you of that. Well, congratulations to a great team and a great performance for the Quitman Lady Bulldogs as the 2016 Senior Girls Champion.
Congratulations to them. Both teams came out fire. They were doing just, as we said, were evenly matched, and Quitman just kept putting it together, and the pieces fell totally for them. From the 3 points to the rebounds to the great defense, they definitely deserve to have that trophy hanging in their gym this year. 2016 Greers Ferry Lake Classic basketball game for the seniors. Girls is over. Congratulations again going out to Quitman. They are this year's champions.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in. Now, don't go away because we have senior boys championship game coming up, but that will wrap it up for our coverage of this game. We will send it back to the studio for just a few minutes as we get ready for Nemo Vista and Concord senior boys championship game. I'm Dale Gardner along with Bob Connell on Timeless 106.1 KFFB.
You've been been listening to the 19th annual Greer's Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament on Timeless 106.1 KFFB as we take time out to support the youth. This Timeless Sports presentation is being brought to you by Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC, FL Davis Ace, Community Water System, Baptist Medical Center, The Print Shop in Heber Springs, Jolie Chevrolet, Dia Scrap Metal, Family Market Greer's Ferry, Smith Ford, First Security Bank, Bryant's Tire and Auto in Greer's Ferry and Center Ridge, Sonic, Roger Jones Body Shop, Red River Dodge Chrysler Jeep Fiat, Carter's Hardware, Regions Bank, and First Electric Cooperative. This has been a Timeless Sports presentation.